5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Angus Brayshaw.
Oh, yes.
Gets his hardness from his uncle.
No! Put moron number two on the phone.
I didn't know Jim had another brother.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah, you should feel good too, everyone. Listens.
Yes.
That's why we rate so highly, Bill.
That's it, Jim.
And also the reason is because of the stars. Bridge Duclos in here.
Oh.
Now we need to talk about this
segment.
I'll tell you now, she is on fire.
Old segment Duclos.
It's just her body of work is growing. Also, Scotty Thompson from the North Melbourne Football Clubs. Turbo, big scooter.
Is he going to retire?
Ask him when he gets in here, Bill. I don't think so. I think he's got a year to go.
Righto.
So a couple of big stars, of course. We've got the social media feedback. We've got a couple of topics. And one of the topics is in response to something we did yesterday.
That's it, Jimmy boy.
So looking forward to that as well. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. G'day, listeners. G'day, Leroy.
Billy, here's another one. This for number 11. He'll check side this one. And he's missed it.
Oh no.
Did he say for a number 11?
I heard is he's missed it.
No, I heard for a number 11, Jim.
I heard he's missed it.
That must have been at the Gabba, of course. Still a world record.
Got another one after that one was missed.
Well, I would have. I must have, Jim,
because
I've never kicked 10 before, let me tell you, unless it was jewellery. Yep. Now, Jim, it's another day, more retirement of AFL footballers and very, very good players too. We'll start with Bob Murphy, of course, who's been a very, very good player at the Western Bulldogs. The 310 games, Jim. Do you know he was pick 13?
I didn't know that.
Pick 13 down there from Gippsland Way in 1999. Kicked 182 goals. A very, very good player, of course. Captain unfortunately didn't play in the grand final last year.
Yep.
And we spoke to him, luckily enough, and I said, Bob, what are you doing?
Here to announce the rather shocking revelation that a 35-year-old flanker is not going to play on next year. I've lived a childhood dream, and that's become a bit of a cliche. Footballers talking about living the childhood dream, but it's a cliche that is pretty special to me.
Thanks to everyone, Jim, from Paul Kelly to Tex Perkins to Ben Hudson's beard. It was actually quite entertaining, which he is, obviously a very entertaining bloke. Of course, Bob, well done to you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Congratulations on your career. And we're lucky enough to speak to Nathan Brown, Triple M's very own Nathan Brown, and we asked him his memories of Bob.
And the Western Bulldogs, I'd be reminding Bob Murphy no matter how many times you watch that vision of yourself on the day you didn't win a premiership.
Bill, come on, Nathan.
That is not applicable today.
No, it's not. So Nathan, he shouldn't be saying
that. Oh, you shouldn't be repeating
Nathan shouldn't be saying that stuff. So all the best to Bob Murphy. He's quirky. That's what he is. He's quirky and been a very 310 games.
Been a very good player, no doubt about that.
And another one over at Hawthorn, Jim. Josh Gibson.
I told you earlier this year, Bill.
Yep.
Much more concerned about riding horses and wearing chaps Kubra hats these days.
Mate, three premierships, of course. 13, 14, 15. All-Australian team 15. Won the best and fairest in premiership years. That is a great effort, of course. Hawthorn's best finals player in 2011. And he has been a very good player at North and then, of course, at Hawthorn. But I tell you what he is. Gibbo, you're a sook.
No, just as bad. I said to them, I cried after we won the 2013 flag, which was the best day of my life, so I was no hope of holding it together. And told the leadership group in the morning, cried then, told the group this afternoon, cried then, and now seeing you guys and crying again. So let's just get it out of the way and we can start smiling.
Good on.
Come on, Gib.
What will Gib do?
Ride horses.
Ride horses.
Yep.
He's got into that seriously.
He's become very weird. We need to speak to him, actually. Yeah. I think he's coming in next week or two, and we'll get to the bottom of what he's on about.
He's up in Sydney.
I think he's lost his way.
Yeah.
That's my honest thoughts.
What do you reckon Bob Murphy will do?
Media,
yep. Coaching, no, media.
Don't think so.
Dan Houston has won the NAB Rising Star, Jim. Well done to him. Do you know who he plays for?
No idea.
Port Adelaide.
Right.
So, Houston, we have a Rising Star nominee.
Yes, yeah, very good.
Good one, Bill.
Righto, what else, Bill?
I've got, our man, big Ben McAvoy,
has
been locked in for two more years
very
at
good
Hawthorn.
Player, playing very good football, All-Australian.
Yeah, and Blake Hardwick, too, who's played 17 games this year. He signed in for another 2 years. So I thought I'd better do a bit of study on Guam, Jim, just in case.
Oh, no.
By the time we get off air today, it might be around. Guam is a United States territory in the Western Pacific Ocean.
How are you segueing into this?
Well, Guam, as you know, United States and North Korea are at loggerheads, Jim.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
And old Kim Jong-un has said that he's going to let go a missile and it could reach Guam. So I thought I'd better look up where it is, Jim. Right. Do you know where it is? It's in the middle of the Western Pacific Ocean, 2,131 miles from North Korea.
Right.
I reckon it's about halfway between us and North Korea. And spot on there, same axis as Hawaii,
right?
But over towards the Philippines
right,
more.
I see.
So,
well, thanks for that, Bill.
Well, 170,000 people live on Guam, the island, Jim. Hmm. And they're all Americans.
Right.
So I tell you what, if that gets bombed, look out, Jim. We are in trouble.
Well, thank you for that, Bill. We'll get to a song on that cheery
Political
note.
Political Brownless.
And next we'll get to a Bridge Duclos.
Oh, old segments.
Good friend of the show and a Triple M legend, Bridget Duclos in studio.
Oh, segments Duclos.
Yes.
Of course, taking on the role with Eddie in the footy show.
Good afternoon.
And the footy box.
The footy box.
Oh, bang. I didn't see it, but I saw.
Jim, number one.
Exactly. I saw the response to it was enormous. So well done you.
Thank you. And also, Trucks Brownless.
The response to that wasn't as big.
Yes, it was. Very popular.
Billy, we've had a lot of people interested in playing that game, haven't
20,000 have registered, Jim. 20, they've got to register.
I was just reading the feedback on the show, and the feedback on footy box was unbelievably positive.
No, Billy,
Trucks Brownless, not as.
You wait till you see what Trucks Brownless gets.
There it is.
We're going again.
Reversing back. Footy box this week.
I think footy box will be happening this week, and there might even be a review of close to home. That's all I'm going to say. Look at that. It's a tease. The top
line. Look at you go.
It's a tease.
Now, what's been happening in the Duclos house,
please?
Oh,
God. I tell you what. It's all happening. I have a nearly 18-year-old this week, actually, Friday.
Boy or Michael girl. Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Nearly 18 and a nearly 16-year-old girl.
So, big 18th birthday party?
Yes, no party. We're having a couple of functions, but not a party.
Gatherings?
We're sort of just keeping it low-key. Mm. Well, when I say we, he is.
He's a big mofo, Chaz.
He's a big mofo.
He's a big-boned young man.
He's a big-boned young man. Anyway, I've got to say, having kids, teenagers, I love girls. I love young girls because they are hilarious, Bill.
I love young boys. No.
Bill.
I like boys better than girls.
Girls, I agree.
Actually having your own.
I understand.
Thank you, Bill. You're taking a while to explain your sentence.
If anyone just tuned in for that one statement, I love young boys.
What the hell are we dealing with?
Well, let me...
Oh. Bill has two of each.
Yes, I got two each, but yes. I'd rather the boys than the girls.
This is my point. I love young girls. I just love the way they are. Right. They're so different to boys.
Yes.
Now, the top flight, you've had four boys.
I don't understand the girls.
You don't understand. But what happens is when it comes to their time to have a dance or a formal or whatever, the boy, as you'd know, he literally rocks up, has a shower, gets his suit, then he goes.
In.
Yep. It. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
It. Done.
Tie. You just got to make sure the suit's there and the tie.
And shoes.
And that's shoes, it. That's
and even
it.
Sometimes they don't matter.
Yep.
Girls.
Yes.
I'm going through this at the moment. We choose the dress.
Oh, no.
Then you've got to put the dress on Facebook to make sure no one else has got it.
Oh.
So once your dress is taken, because you think about it, there's a whole lot of girls going to the same thing.
Yep.
So once it's taken, no one else.
And what sort of joints are we talking about? Sass and Bide?
Sass and Bide for 16-year-olds.
Well, I'm asking you where you're going.
Top Flight. Well,
not yet.
I'm going to a cheaper venue than Sass and Bide.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to a really, really, really $2 shoppy type
one.
No, there's places around which are cheaper than Sass and Bide.
Oh, don't ask me.
Sass and Bide.
Never ever mention that again.
I won't.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
I know the shop's the top one.
Fast Eddie's round here. He has a good one. Anyway, so on Facebook, no one else can have it. Loves the dress. 2 days later, hate the dress. Can't wear the dress.
Why?
Doesn't know. Just doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it.
Don't like the dress. But time's running out. Then a week, I say, okay.
The puffy shoulders? Doesn't like
it. No puffy shoulders. No puffy shoulders.
Like you used to wear.
Yeah, not exactly the old powder puff. Then likes the dress. Then hates the dress. Then likes the dress. Hates the dress. Likes it today.
Oh, no.
Which is great.
Good.
When is the
event? Then, in a week. Two weeks.
She'll change a lot between now and then.
But then you've got to get the shoes. Now, if you're tall, you panic yourself sick about being taller than the boy.
Yes.
If you're small, you worry about your shoes being too high and you might trip over. Yeah. This is what happens. But we haven't even got there. Now
what about the hair?
The hair, the makeup.
A tan.
The waxing.
Oh, no.
And The tan. Now, tan. Can we talk about tan?
Tans. No, fair
income. This is what the school have sent out.
Come on.
They've obviously had a few issues in the past.
Right. Exactly.
These are the rules.
Well, a few Donatella Versace's rolling.
Let's just say they've had a tandoori chicken or two turn up to these events.
What's
before?
That old woman that's off that show? And she comes out all tanned up.
Which got the, oh, I know who you mean. Mary.
Something about Mary.
Something about Mary's grandmother.
Yeah, that's it.
So here is from a few notes. Okay. Just for us to consider. Let's spray go. Tanning. This is not something that is necessary. There have been some girls in the past who have had the spray tans for the evening. Girls that have had spray tans on the day before or on the day of the ball.
Oh, no.
That have found that they appear to be too dark that evening.
That's it. That's it.
This is from the school.
And a bit orange of palm.
A bit orange and palm, and that we can't remove the marks, which can be distressing. And please be careful putting tan on your face, because when makeup goes up, well, it can make you darker than you'd like to be.
Yes.
So this is what we've got to consider.
Sage advice.
With the spray tan, but sage. They all have one.
Yes.
Now, I took a pill back in the old days.
Did
it was,
you?
Do you remember when
hello, top hello. Line, we've galloped on. Jeez.
You were in for a big night.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, yeah, no.
You're
no,
in
sorry.
For a big night, top flop. Well, we.
You've gone from having a tan to exercising the option.
On the formal, took it for a pre-game one.
Bloody hell.
Let's just go back one step. When I was this age, there was a pill that was available that made you brown. It was the first one to come out that gave you a tan.
What? You took a pill to have a tan?
Well, there's a reason why these don't exist anymore because when I took the pill, it turned me completely and utterly orange.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't exfoliate. Can't get rid of it. And the worst thing was on the day of my ball too, I stupidly went swimming and being a blonde, I got the chlorine green hair.
Oh.
So I went to my formal orange and green, never to be seen. Thankfully, my daughter is darker colour, so that won't happen. But we've got all this ahead of us, and I just want to say,
has she got the boyfriend, or does
no?
She...
She's going with a friend. Okay. Yeah, so some
that
got
can be pretty stressful, can't it?
Well, it's yes, because she goes to a co-ed school. They go with people within the school, no outsiders just yet.
Right, okay.
But oh my God, get boys! Oh,
no, boys are so easy.
Boys are cheap.
Yes,
cheap like your good self. The top one.
That's it.
They are. It's just so much easier.
Yeah, a lot easier. Yeah, a lot easier with the boys.
How are your girls spray tans?
Well, they do. You get them at home now. They come into your home, don't they?
And
they
you can do it many ways.
When they walk around with nothing on.
Mm. The one I like the most is when you hold your arms up and so like you're a prisoner.
Yes.
And you actually, the thing twirls around you.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. So you're in a, have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Got not for tan anyway. I think it's known as the upside down rotisserie.
Bridget DeClos still with us in studio.
Hey, Top Flight, before we get off your daughter's formal coming up and the dresses online, have you ever gone to a function, like a Brownlow type thing, Logies, whatever it is, and there's someone in the room wearing the exact same thing you're wearing?
You know,
what do you do if
I
that
went
happens?
To Anne Peacock's wedding when she was marrying Michael Kroger.
Yeah.
Yes. Big wedding. And I wore a beautiful dress. And guess who had the same dress on? Of all the people, just not the bride, but there were a lot of famous-y people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would have been.
Compared to me, and this one person who had the same dress on as me is the worst person in the world that could have had it on.
Who?
Sarah O'Hare.
Oh.
Sarah
now
O'Hare.
Now Murdoch.
Yeah, Murdoch. Oh,
supermodel. Yeah. Supermodel.
How did you
fit into it?
How did you go? No, I'm saying how did you go? What do you do in that situation? You just suck it up and get on with it?
Well, I just like, of all the people, why? If someone frumpy and revolting had been in it, I would have shone and really talked it up. But what happened was she... because she's famous and rich, went home after the church and changed dresses. Because she had other dresses.
Yes, right.
I only had the one top flight.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so it does happen. And I think it's a good idea for these young girls to do the Facebook thing because at Charlie's formal there were two in the same, and it was just uncomfortable for them. It didn't matter to anyone else, really.
No. You can get them off the net and things and buy them off other girls.
Well, no, do you know a business? I should be rich. Years and years ago, for a lot of reasons, years and years ago, my friends and I used to do this we called it the clothing wardrobe.
Yeah.
So I'd swap some of my clothes with a friend and she'd take mine so we looked different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's actually genius because there are now people doing it and lots of girls
borrow
dresses.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So they borrow a really beautiful dress, $60 or something.
Got to dry clean it.
Wear
bring it,
back. Don't ruin it, take it back.
Oh, nice. That's it.
So
hey, did you hear our show yesterday? We were talking
about. Sorry, I don't listen.
No, you would have.
You would have
girls all ringing in, the female family members. Telling us what really annoys them about their man.
Oh, God, I wish I heard that. Oh, really? Oh, my God.
And there were thousands of callers.
Well, I'm not surprised because you're annoying.
In what way? How does your man annoy you?
You just spoke for the first segment about how girls are so annoying.
I know, but do you know what though? But relationship men, as in men who are your, not your children, your relationships.
So what, how does your man
I'll give you an example. The other day, because I'm working quite a few hours, I had to pull over and have a little 15-minute rest.
Oh, you did? Where did you pull over?
That is not a good thing to be admitting.
You're so busy.
Oh, no. On the way to work.
15 minutes, it says rest. You know, I think they mean for longer drives, but I had my 15-minute trip.
Oh, no.
And I was weary, so I pulled over. I put my seat back.
Let me understand this. You were driving from St Kilda
to
the Toorak.
To Docklands.
And you had to pull over and have a 15-minute power nap.
Oh, no.
What are we dealing with?
This is absolutely true. So the next day I decided, well, I'm obviously too tired to get myself to work.
Yes.
So it just happens my partner, Sam, works in the building almost next door.
Yes.
We'll go together.
Nice.
Nice.
What could be nicer?
Nice. Hey?
So we get in the car and I made him drive because he knows the ropes.
Yes.
And he just drove me crazy on everything he did. What? Everything he did irritated me.
Really?
The way he drove,
the way he turned left, the way he's, you know.
The music.
The music he played, everything. Oh. So I thought, all right. So I thought, that's okay. It's just a one-off. That won't happen again. I'm nervous. New job. We came home together, same thing.
Ooh.
Same thing happened. So I said, never again. I made me think, how do people work together?
No.
I can't drive to work together.
You know, in milk bars or restaurants where it's a husband and wife, how do they do that all day, all night?
Bill, I am absolutely fascinated how people can work. And people do it really successfully.
Yes,
we had dentists who were friends who were a couple. She was the nurse, the dentist.
Assistant.
Hygienist.
Yeah. The one with that vacuum cleaner in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, though, they had a nurse, sort of a dental nurse.
Yes.
I think it's different now. Yeah, and they worked here for years, happily. Mm. Had good teeth. So I don't know how they do it, but I do know how men annoy women, and I fully understand it.
Well,
it works both ways.
It does work both ways. We're going to get to the...
There's a lot to be said for homosexuality.
Why is that?
Because we get on with our own breed, don't we?
But don't you think within those environments they would still argue?
I don't know.
Of course they
have
would.
I'm sure they do, but you're just more tuned the same way. Don't you think?
Well, what interests me, because I was talking about this yesterday with Lisa, my partner, because when she drives... We have all sorts of issues. When I drive, there are no issues. The top flight.
Can we hear from Lisa? Because that is just your opinion.
I just drove all the way to Flinders Ranges, which is like 2,500 k's round trip. Mm.
Did you have a rest? 15 minutes?
No rest and no issue.
Well, then, no issue according to you.
And then Lisa drives into Bowen Heads.
All hell broke loose.
All hell broke loose. It was unbelievable.
Honestly, it's pathetic. It really is.
There we are.
I was just suggesting, but I've driven with you, the top flight, and you're a poxy driver too.
Yeah.
You're a surge driver.
I'm a surger.
You are, and I hate the surge.
I love surging. Everyone hates my surging. Yeah. I was taught that way. I got 96 in my life.
So 96. Bridge does like 80. This is 100. Yeah. She'll do 80, 90, 100, 110, 90,
no.
80, 100. Top flight.
It just drives you insane.
I'm tapping to the music. I'm usually using my right foot to go along with the music, which means it's in a surge occasionally.
No. Surge.
If it's AC/DC.
The worst are when you come to traffic lights and they slow down. When they're green,
Yeah, that's it.
And they slow down because of the traffic lights.
My son's doing that because he's learning to drive. And he, you know that orange thing? They don't know whether to go through or is that amber. Awful? Oh, no, we'll stop.
Yeah, and the cameras, of course, weren't around in our day.
He's not sitting on 10 points. Who hasn't lost their license for too many points?
Wants to buy some.
Okay.
Good luck Thursday night, the top flight.
Oh, yes. Well, the truck, the backup the truck
back
is going to be.
The truck.
Billy's
going to
be. I can't. Right, I'm going to work on Billy. He's going to be my special project.
Well, I think you need someone.
That's it. Good on you, Bridge.
I love you, Bill. Thank you, Top 5.
See you, Dom.
See you, Leroy.
What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell. Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts in starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
Yes, Jimmy boy. Now, yesterday, the girls got their chance, didn't they?
Yep.
To have a go at us blokes and say how annoying we were.
He directs me in every way, shape and form in the car, yet he don't have a licence.
And he points out every free kick that is or isn't, ones that are missed, ones that are paid that shouldn't have been.
When I drive the car, he screams, like, really high-pitched. We play golf together on a Sunday. He decides to tell me that I'm 83 out, I'm into the wind, it's a 9-9. Don't forget, it runs left to right, so make sure you hit up left.
We've been together for 20 years, and there is still no call for leaving that toilet door open, no matter what number you're doing.
No matter what number, Jim. Yes. Even F-bomb Linda joined us.
Linda?
How you doing?
How does your old man annoy you?
Breathing. He breathes really loud.
So he breathes, does he? Loud.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then. Thank you, Linda. But we couldn't put that one there. She dropped the F-bomb.
A little bomb.
But the girls, they piled in Jim, didn't they?
Did.
That big line. Guess what, Jimmy boy?
Go on.
Bloke's turn today. It's the boys' turn out there. 133353. Hence. What annoys you about your wife or girlfriend, boys?
Yes.
Here we go.
Pin your ears back. Jump on right now. Ring us, men. About the thing that annoys you about your partner, because, of course, the girls had a nice free swing at us yesterday.
They did. Oh, look at the blokes line up. Here they come, Jimmy.
All right, we asked yesterday the girls, the female family members, to ring what annoys you about your man.
Yep.
So now we're flipping it on its head. And Trent's first from Doreen. Trent.
Hey, guys. How you going?
What annoys you, buddy?
Hey, the double standards of, hey, love, I need to get a new set of golf clubs. Why? What's wrong with your other ones? You've got some. So I turned around at her when she said, I want to have another kid. Why? You've got one. But it didn't work. I was in the doghouse for about a week.
I reckon you probably would have been.
Why? You've got one.
Stay there, Trent. Warwick's and Lara was?
No, Warwick.
Hang on, boys.
What is it?
She refuses to think that she's a snorer.
Oh, no. Ooh.
But she's quite the snorer. I will push her to wake her up and get in trouble for it. Or she'll do the little ones where she sorts herself awake and looks at me and gives me a blessing because I woke her up, which I actually didn't.
That's funny. Just get the iPhone out and record just a minute of it.
I've tried and she still won't believe it.
Doesn't believe she's a snorer.
Wouldn't believe it.
I love that. Stay on the line. Alex in Watsonia. Alex.
Good afternoon, fellas.
What annoys you, mate?
Oh, mate, she doesn't eat leftovers. Doesn't matter what it is. I can whip up the chorizo pasta speciale on Monday and she will not eat it the following day.
No way. You've got to eat leftovers.
Another thing is, if she has, say, a sparkling water from the fridge, has half of it, puts it back in the fridge, she will not drink that drink again. It will just get put in the recycling bin. Won't happen.
Come on.
Alex, your pasta sauce is better the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. We know that.
All right, stay there. Pete's in Geelong. Hello, Pete.
Pete.
JB, Billy, how's it going?
What's wrong with her, doll?
Mate, she likes to leave the lids off stuff. Does my head in. The Vegemite, the butter, the peanut butter, you name it. If it's on the bench and she's used it, the lid's off it.
Oh, no.
Sounds like Richie Better. The butter, the Vegemite.
Will, Altona North. Willis?
Top of the afternoon, boys. How are you?
All right. We're talking about what annoys you about your partner.
I'm going to have a bit of revelation here. Absolutely nothing.
You
know why?
Why?
I got rid of her.
Oh,
I'm happy. It's fantastic. I have an absolute ball right now. No stress at all.
How long were you together for, Will?
Too long.
Too long? So she's out the door and you're actually enjoying it, are you?
Oh, I'm having a ball. I'm going on overseas holiday next month. I'm by myself. I'm having a great time.
Oh, Willie. Were you married?
No, I'm not that stupid yet.
All right, well, stand by. Lockie in Frankston. Hello, Locke.
Locke. He's not there, is he?
No, he's gone.
I'll tell you, Bill.
Yes.
With my ex, what used to annoy me was I have a horrendous sense of direction.
Yes.
And she had a very good sense of direction.
Oh.
So she'd go,
Where are you going?
Go left. And I would go, no, it's not left, you idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I'd be stubbornly stick to my way. And she was always right. Not sometimes, Bill.
Just always.
Always.
Oh, no, Jim.
And so not only do you have to admit you were wrong.
Yeah.
But then you had to double back and go the other way.
Which you're not good at.
Chase is in Coldstream, Bill.
Oh, Chasey.
How you going, mate?
Good. What annoys you about your partner?
Every time she puts the washing in,
I come home after a busy day and I always have to hang it out. Whether she does it at 9 o'clock in the morning or I get home at 6 o'clock, still waiting in there for me.
Can't she put it out, mate?
Oh, no, I think she must think, I have to do it, mate.
That's you.
That's it. That's your job, Chase.
Poor old Chase has been working all day.
Working, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Nice helping.
Hard to go past Will, Jim.
Come on, Bill.
You know what annoys him about his missus? Nothing. He got rid of it. Hey, well done, Willie. You won the footy tickets, Carlton and Hawthorn, this weekend.
Oh, you ripper. I've never been to the MCG.
Oh, well, it's at Etihad, so you're not
there. There you go.
That's at Etihad Saturday night, mate.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yes. Jim, I like this. Yep. Loki, as we call him. Poor Fat. We can't have this topic every week. Honestly, Bill, we could do it every bloody day.
Yes,
come on.
That.
Fair income.
Hey, I like the. There's a couple here we liked. Anna R. Said, was top flight an Oompa Loompa at a ball? Orange with green hair. This is her telling us, by the
she
way.
She told us that. Yep.
But Ryland Head wins, and we like this. Gibbo retiring, great opportunity to remind the Chief of their similar standing in the game.
Yes.
Two BNFs in premiership years.
Well, we will tomorrow. Yeah,
I think Chief might have one more premiership. He was a four-timer.
Four, and Gibbo three of course.
Still, premierships, best and fairest in premiership years, Bill.
Yeah, very good. Didn't go, see, Corey Enright did that too for the Cats.
Yep.
And that tells you how good you
Don
are.
Don Pike for the West Coast Eagles.
Pikelet, did he?
Very underrated footballer.
92, 94.
Once he did it. One of those 2 years. I think Peter Matera was
Matera
the other.
Matera would have won the other. Paul Sarong didn't go with him. He's very good, Jim. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Bill. JB might bag you all the time, but the best bits of the show are yours. Hashtag bake. Hashtag idiot file. Hashtag topics brownless.
Topics brownless.
Very good, Paul. Very, very good, my friend.
Might have a quiet word with Paul as to how much Bill, how many of those Bill's actually responsible for.
The bake, Jim, yes.
and
topics. Yes.
Hey, we got Scott Thompson to join us shortly.
And, of course, what did old Knackers win?
Knackers, he won the clothing package thanks to Nina and Pasadena.com.au. Nice.
Thanks to Ryan, who's a superstar, gives us the gear that we hand out to everyone. Scott Thompson, next out. Scott Thompson joining us shortly. Looking forward to chatting to the All-Australian from North Melbourne. Now, Bill.
Yep.
A bit of news that we need to get through.
Yes, please.
Jack Redpath will risk missing a final to challenge the striking ban.
Well, it was an open hand. Wasn't a lot in it, Jim, so I don't mind that.
All right, he's challenging. Jarryn Geary has inked a contract extension, keeping him at the club to the end of 2019.
The captain, well done.
Of course, Josh Caddy. Is out, but reckons he'll be back for the first final for the Tigers with a hamstring.
Yep.
Ben McAvoy and Blake Hardwick have signed 2-year extensions for the Hawks.
Yes.
Dean Kent, shoulder surgery for him from Melbourne, so he brings to an end his 2017 season. Neil Craig.
Yeah.
At the end of this year, will finish his amazing career in football.
How long's that been, Jim?
Well, he was an incredible player in the Sandful. And
300
then
games.
Yep. I think he's been as good as 4 decades at the elite level in
good
South Australia and now the AFL.
Yep.
And a very good man. So good luck to him. Jason Johannesson and Dale Morris come back. Big game in Ballarat against Port Adelaide. Yeah. They're two big ins.
Ballarat will be good. I think it holds 11,000. 5,500 seats, Jim. 6,000 standing.
We can ask Scott Thompson about that next because the North Melbourne boys had a bit of time up there. It gets very cold and very windy.
Yep. I'll tell you who didn't challenge their verdict, Jim. Ollie Wines. Did you see that?
No.
Very, very lucky to be playing.
Really?
Very lucky, yes. And David Warner. They're playing a game and into a club up there, Jim, the Aussies. He got hit on the head with a bouncer, so he's just gone off the ground.
Hazelwood, side of the sort of neck. So I think they're very careful
Peter
for obvious reasons these days.
Peter Hanscom, the Victorian, 105, smashed him. And Jake Weatherald, who's I think a Darwin boy, plays for South Australia. He got a nice 96 in that game.
Well, having played a lot of intra-club scratch matches like that, Bill, the first 5 overs, there's a fair bit of heat.
Fair dinkum.
The next 70, very hard to maintain the enthusiasm when you're playing against your own.
Yes.
You just go through the motions. It's impossible to do it any other way in a game of cricket. Thanks. What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell. Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
Thompson lines up for 50. Surely this not. Is a dramatic moment in football. Thompson kicks the goal. A big moment in the game. North hit the front.
Scotty Thompson, of course, mainly a defender, but every now and then sneaks down and from outside 50 can go bang. Welcome to you, Scooter.
Thanks, boys.
How are you going with it all? It's been a different year for the Kangas after four final series in 5 years and being at the sharp end of the comp. We're parked down the other end.
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing where we are on the ladder. And the first half of the year, I think we're really competitive and we lost those close games. And second half of the year, we've dropped off a little bit, but the last probably three or four games, we've come back good and we're pretty competitive and been really close to winning some games.
And you've got some new boys around you in that back half. Robbie Tarrant, a superstar, but outside of him, you've got Durden and Nielsen. I'm trying to think of...
Clarkey.
And he's not playing at the moment, came across from the Collingwood.
Yeah, Bob.
So Marley Williams. So it's a very different looking defensive unit than you've had for the last three or four years.
Yeah, definitely. It's the last few years we've had lots of experience down there, and the back line wouldn't change. But this year we've probably got four or five new guys in there that I haven't played with before, and Taz hasn't played with before. So it's a good change up though. It gets your mind ticking over and a bit more teaching out on the field, yep. It's a good experience.
And you've been behaving yourself too. You haven't been as niggly this year, have you?
No, not so much.
Any reports?
Oh, I got the one early in the year.
Oh, danger?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't attack danger.
Yeah, I know. Everyone in Geelong's told me that.
But also, I think Nick Riewoldt might have given you a tap in the guts. You've been punched yourself a bit.
Yeah, a bit of a punching bag, but you just can't retaliate because you know you're going to be in some trouble.
You've learned that. Now 198 games. So this week St Kilda at Etihad, big game, and then the last game take on Brisbane at the Gabba. 200th game, Scooter.
Yeah, 200. Which it's disappointing we can't make finals, but at least got something to look forward to. So hopefully get through the game unscathed next week and can play the 200th.
How many tickets you got to get for family and friends up at the Gabba, Scoots?
A couple, but, you know, fights are expensive, so no one will probably want to watch me.
It's a good effort, mate. 200 games, because what you originally started as a rookie, didn't you?
Yeah, I was a sublist player at Geelong. Sublist, so, yeah. Yep, under the rookie, I say.
Yeah.
And how did you end up at North from there?
Yeah, I've got drafted pick 37 in the 07 draft, and just played some good footy in the VFL for Geelong, and we won the premiership that year, and lucky enough at 21 to get picked up. So I played a few local games that year as well.
Cats were going to pick you up, weren't they? Did they tell you that?
They talked to me. I'm not sure if they were going to pick me up, but Adelaide had me at pick 38, they said, but went pick 37.
Mm. And you went, 2007, you played, crossed over with Glenn Archer and Anthony Stevens, so Adam Simpson. So how was it like walking into the club with those blokes around?
Yeah.
Steve-O might have just finished, actually.
Yeah, Steve-O and Arch finished the year I got there. But, Simo, Shagger, Nathan Thompson.
Yep.
If you were out of line, they would certainly straighten you up.
Who's been the best player you've played with?
I'd say Daniel Wells.
Yeah?
Yep.
You won the best and fairest with him, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a gun and smooth mover.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen that this year. When he plays, Collingwood go right. But...
Tell me about the opponents, because I remember talking to Cam Mooney once when he was playing, Bill.
Yes.
And he said to me, Scott Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Scott Thompson. He just kept saying the name about 15 times in a row because you used to get nicely under Big Moon's skin.
You did.
Yeah, we had an incident, I think, the first time we played, and I didn't back down, and he didn't like that. And since then, we had a few scruffles.
Do you ever see each other now? Or?
He once told me I was never allowed back in Geelong. So.
He's not from Geelong either. Yeah, you're a Geelong boy, born there.
Born and bred, but I haven't been back to Geelong since then.
And of course, Barry Hall, famously.
You would have been scared of him, would you?
Trying to do up his shoelaces.
Yeah. I was, near-death experience. So,
remind us again. He was trying to do up his and you kept knocking him over.
I just gave him a little tap once.
Mate, and, that's silly. That is.
Yeah, no. Yeah, silly mistake. I learned from that.
And Scott McMahon tried to come in and help, and no assistance at all. Couldn't even move him off the line.
It actually hurt me more because he's just going harder.
Big Barry.
Oh, I love it. We need to have a chat about home life here, Bill, next. Yes. Because, of course, you used to have Spud Ferrito as a neighbour. He's gone. Yeah. He's moved out. Going to talk to Scotty Thompson about that next.
North Melbourne defender Scott Thompson.
Yeah, 2013 All-Australian and best and fairest of the club that year. Speaking of people who have been All-Australian and best and fairest, former teammate of yours, Josh Gibson, retires from the Hawks. Your thoughts on Gibbo's career, please, Scooter?
Yeah, obviously got to play with him for a couple of years at North Melbourne, and I thought he was a terrific defender, and he taught me a lot when I was there early, and obviously had a great career at Hawthorn, three premierships. Best and fairest in those years.
Had a real level of happiness about himself, though, Gibbo, didn't he? Even when he was with us, and then certainly when he went to the Hawks.
Oh, yes. He knew where the camera was.
Did you ever catch up after he left? Do you ever see him?
No. I'm not really an out
I couldn't
type,
see you two having a beer.
No, he was a good fella. So I think I might have accidentally texted him a few times trying to send it to Sam Gibson to him, but didn't get a reply.
Hey, what about Ben Brown, who's had an unbelievable year and, again, was good on the weekend after the concussion? That photo, I'm going to ask you about the photo that he put up when he was concussed and then he woke up and he was all okay and he was in his bed, which had flowers on it, but I assume it's him and his missus' bed. Scooter.
Yes.
Good. Yep. But there was a cat right next to the bed. It looked like a porcelain cat. It was like jumping. Is that a porcelain cat or is that a real cat?
It's a real cat. He's
a real cat.
Yeah, he loves his cats, and I think he has a few tricks with his cat and plays with it, with the balls, and yeah.
Because it was in midair, it had 2 feet on the side table and 2 up in the on the windowsill. It was the weirdest photo I've ever seen.
Yes, it was a little strange photo, but you got the cat in there.
Hey, does he win your best and fairest? Who wins it at North this year?
Yeah, it's going to be a close run. Sean Higgins, Ben Brown are probably my two top picks. And, Robbie Tarrant, Ben Cunnington, probably Zeebs would round out the top five, I would imagine.
Well, Zeebs. How many operations will he have at the end of the year, Jack Zeeble?
I would say he'll have a couple.
I
think. And yeah, he's pretty tough. So
very tough.
Once he's steps on that field, all those injuries go away, and he gives it 100%. And
Sam Wright and Ben Jacobs have been unsighted. What are they doing themselves, please?
Yeah, Sammy's actually, I think he's just been in a wheelchair for a couple of days. And Benny's, they're not going to come back this year, obviously. But
so it's basically 2 years for both of them where they've been unsighted.
Yeah, so when you have foot troubles, they can get pretty niggly. And, they've been unlucky. I was doing rehab with them at the start of the year and we were in the same position, but they had some setbacks and further setbacks. And it's disappointing, but they're great players, so they'll come back.
I was disgusted last year, and very publicly, Bill.
Why?
That Robbie Tarrant wasn't an All-Australian. I don't understand how he wasn't. Surely he will be this year.
Well, I'm a bit the same. He was unbelievable last year, and this year he's been the same. His ability to beat his opponent and then come off and help everyone else is sensational. So
I think three or four is the biggest bag he's had kicked on him once this year. Outside of that, he just keeps them to nothing.
Yeah, he just doesn't nullify an opponent. He does more. And so you'd hope to see him at that dinner coming up.
Well, normally, Bill,
Jim,
you have to have one good year. And then they make you put that in before they put you in the next year. So let's hope big head and advice Duke Darcy is listening.
Well, he had a better year than Alex Rance.
Well, Alex Rance is a given, but they normally pick two other big defenders. So Michael he's got to be
Hurley.
One of those two.
He's got to be there.
He's got to be comparable to him.
Scooter?
No, I think Robbie gets the second spot.
Yep, all right. What about, I was going to ask you about open training. So you got training this week for the North Melbourne supporters there. Open training this Saturday. Get along to, what are you called now, your park?
Arden Street.
That's been
Arden Street pretty much since.
Well, it was something else there for a while, wasn't it? What was it?
It was Aegis Park.
Arden Street there. So open training there. Nice. Now, Goldie, that's what I was going to ask you about. How's it great? We're going like a busted at the minute.
Yeah, he's obviously been out of form a little bit and had a few games in the twos and come back and probably hasn't found his feet as much as what he was the last few years. But look for him for the last two games, I reckon. The fire's in the belly for him, and he wants to get some good games in.
Now, you were neighbours with Michael and Bonnie Ferrito, of course. Just recently. Beautiful Bonnie.
Yep.
And then they've buggered off. Did you drive him out? Was it the noise that was coming over the fence from yourself and Loz?
Yeah, I've got a dog that barks a bit, so they're probably happy to get away from that. But, they moved away about a month ago. So,
You're missing him?
Yeah, our kids were pretty close, so they still FaceTime a fair bit. But it used to be if my kids were upset, I'd just send them over next door, but can't do that anymore.
And gone to Berwick or somewhere.
Yeah, out to Berwick.
Where the hell's that?
Oh, Jim, it's not that far out. You've got to pack your suitcase up, Jim. It's about an hour out. Berwick, very nice out there. New suburb and new areas and new houses built out there.
He's bought a mansion out there. Has he? So, pool and everything.
Yeah, bye, Berwick. is he still playing locally here?
Yeah, Strathmore. So they're going to make finals. I think they're going to finish fourth. So with Nathan Grimer and Hamish McIntosh.
And Paul Chapman, I think he coaches Greenvale. They're on top, aren't they? They're going very well. Well, Chappie coaching
them. Is Hamish McIntosh putting more than one game together at a time?
Yeah, probably two now. And then that's two on, one off. But he plays forward a bit and he's been going all right.
What about Spud? Where's he play? Just halfback flank?
He started up forward and couldn't get a kick. So now he's down back and bullying people again.
Imagine if a young kid just plays his second or third game, Jim, and you line up on Spud.
That's it. Hey, tell us about Magic Door. Are we going to see him or is his season over? Where's he at injury-wise?
Yeah, I would say we won't see him again. Not too sure. There's a chance he could sneak back in, but once again, he's had a couple of setbacks and he was looking promising for a few games and then got injured.
And yours is not the sharpest rig at the club, Scooter. So when you line up next to Madge, you know, while you're doing the hot and colds or anything, how do you go with that?
That's why I've got a rash vest. Chuck that on. chuck some baggy shorts on too.
A rash vest.
You stay clear of him when he's got his top off because you're just going to look full.
Foolish. Anyone is there anyone at the club that can get anywhere near him?
No, rig wise.
Taz,
the triple B, big brown and beautiful. He gets close, but
triple B.
But Madge's his figures. Sensational.
Mm. In a league of his own. And we've got the All-Star game coming up. Little Boom Boom been down doing some touch.
Yeah, he comes down to training a couple of days a week. So
still play?
Yeah, he still kicks about 10 a game.
Yeah,
so,
he could still just fit into that north side, couldn't he?
I think a few supporters would love that.
Hey, Scooter, good luck.
Works,
as you 200th said, game, 200th coming, game up, coming up in 2 weeks' time, which is a mighty achievement, especially as Bill said, from where you came from Geelong and then you were on the sup list. And to make your way onto a list and be a best and fairest All-Australian 200 gamer is a wonderful achievement. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, boys.
Now, what about the meeting we had earlier?
What happened, Jim?
We're sitting in the meeting, an old fat wanders in. And, well, just tell everyone, the millions of family members, what you said to me when you walked into the meeting today.
Well, it's gym day, Jim.
Yeah, as in G-Y-M.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Tuesdays, I go to my personal trainer,
yes.
Little Pete, and we have a fair dickum hard, serious workout, Jim.
Oh, yes.
So during the gym today, Jim, I was doing sit-ups, and my rib popped out.
You popped a rib, doing sit-ups.
Yeah, which bloody hurts if you get one pop out.
To rib.
Well, he pushed it back in, but it's coming out of the cartilage, Jim. And
listen to
this. No more sit-ups.
Right.
So then I was doing a bit of boxing because, you know, and wrist. I've done my wrist, Jim. I didn't tape up my wrist. I've hurt my wrist.
Never listen.
Then, Jim,
yep.
Medicine ball squats, which are bloody hard. Yes. 15 kg medicine ball over there from.
Would have been 15. Yeah.
And it was my last one, and I went really quick. Hammy.
It would have been about a sixer, but you did a 15 hammy.
15 kg medicine ball.
You did
ball.
A hammy throwing a medicine ball.
No, because I picked it up really quick and went, and did my hammy, Jim. All in 1 hour, I've done the wrist, the ribs and the hammy.
So at that point,
yeah,
I'm sitting in the meeting
yes,
going, can someone find us the world's smallest violin? Fair dinkum. You are pathetic.
No.
That's the word for you.
No, Jim. Look, I actually worked hard. Jim, I worked hard in the gym. And I worked hard. And I've heard, like, most people would have said, that's it, I'm out. But I just soldiered on.
Ring us, 133353, and tell us who deserves
heroic.
The world's smallest violin. If you know someone as pathetic as Bill, my old man used to brand people like you a grandma.
A grandma.
He used to say to my older brother, who was like,
well, you've got to be careful nowadays.
He'd say, you're a fair dinkum grandma. Bill.
Well, I soldiered on. Have you seen anything as heroic?
Did you?
Maybe.
Were your rib popped out?
I would go with, have you seen something as tough and heroic as Bill today?
Who deserves the world's smallest violin is what we're going with. We'll take your calls next. 133353. I have a listen to him. He's gone to the gym. He popped a rib, he reckons.
popped a rib.
Damaged his wrist. And then did a hammy.
Did a hammy.
Doing medicine ball throwdown.
Actually, I've got problems with my hammies. I just do them at will.
That's true. Well, Gav's in Geelong. We're talking about who deserves the world's smallest violin, Gav.
Come on, Gav.
Yes, boys. How are we?
What did you do, Dopey?
Mate, I got out of bed and I dislocated my left knee.
How'd you do that, Gav?
I've no idea. I just got out of bed and went to take a step and come crashing down to the ground, mate, and she was out.
Had it ever dislocated before? Have you ever had issues with it?
No injuries, no previous anything.
That's amazing.
So, hey, is it all right now? How long does it take to come good?
If I do anything physical now, I'll just strap it up and make sure it doesn't happen again. But it's not too bad.
Stay there, Gav. That's actually not sort of, that's quite serious.
Yeah, yeah.
James is in Hastings. Jimmy?
Jimmy?
Jimmy, JB, how are we?
Yeah, Bill. Yep. small violin, Jim.
Yes. My two boys, actually, my 16 and 17-year-old sons.
Yeah.
Average less than me playing men's basketball.
As in court time?
As in points scored.
Oh, points scored.
Oh, come on.
Their 42-year-old father is.
Dad's got him.
Come on.
So I got him on the score sheet.
So 16 and 17-year-old boys. Come on, boys. Fire up.
Yeah, the resilience, Bill.
We need some downtowners, Jim.
Gav's in Eltham. Hello, Gav.
Gav.
How are you, boys?
Good, all Gav. Right. Who deserves the world's smallest violin?
I'm going the big guns. It's got to be Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Doing his stunts and complaining about missing one. Come on.
Yeah. Did you see the vision of it?
Yeah, I did.
She would have hurt.
What a fear in the chest.
I think you need to harden up.
All right, I like that.
Ever since he got on that couch, Jim, when he jumped up and down on that couch.
You think he lost his way then?
No, terribly. We're all off him, Jim.
Rob's in Pakenham, Bill.
Hey, Robbie.
G'day, Billy. How are you, mate?
Good, Robbie. Who deserves the small violin like
mate,
Jim?
Mate, there is only one contender, and it is Jim.
Yes! Exactly.
After his little injection last week, and one thong, one shoe,
fair dinkum, Rob.
Couldn't be anyone else.
That's a proper medical condition, unlike Fatty, who just made three up.
And then wins for the whole trip down to Bowen Heads, had the foot up on the...
I'd love to see you get an injection in your foot. You'd howl like a banshee.
Jim.
Joe's in Hopper's Crossing.
Like
Joe.
A banshee.
Brownless.
Hello, Joseph.
Joe.
They're going to have you putting the bins out soon. Bill, what's going on over there?
Joey.
That's good.
Joe.
That's good. I like
that. Who deserves the small violin, Joe?
I have to put my hand up for this one. One night I went to kick the front door shut because I was in a bit of a... I was a bit upset that night, and I had wet shoes, and I went arse over, boys, and bruised both cheeks.
Oh, no.
He slipped.
The old arse cheeks.
Yep. They'll bruise, mate.
Hey, Joe, sucked in.
Sucked in. I deserved it.
All right, I like it, Joey. We love people who put themselves
Tobbed
up.
Themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Sean in Doreen. Shawnee?
Sean's in Doreen, Jim.
Doing, guys? How's things?
Hey, Shawnee, how are you?
Good, mate. What's cracking?
Oh, a bit of rain around, mate. Drive carefully out there.
Yeah, it's bucketing down. Now, with me, I deserve the smallest violin. Go I was on. At my mother-in-law's house, got up off the chair pretty quickly and twisted my testicle. Had to have an operation.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So you're at your mother-in-law's house and you got off the couch quickly and twisted your testicles?
That's correct.
Oh, no. That would be very painful, Sean, I'd imagine.
I was in hospital for a couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks in hospital?
No, you were not.
Yeah, I was, Bill. I've got the scars. I can show you. Snapchat it.
Snapchat it. No, thanks.
I don't reckon should go with that one, Shawnee. No.
So how does that happen, Jim?
I don't know, but that would hurt.
Jeez, that hurt. And they cross over or something.
No.
Wow, we.
That would Sean, hurt.
That would.
Well, it has never happened to me, and I've got big ones. Bill. You knew as soon as Barnaby Joyce was having issues with dual citizenship.
Yep.
That a couple of people's ears would prick up.
Certainly.
One of them would be Johnny Depp.
And the other?
Amber Heard.
Exactly.
Who were made to, in a pretty humiliating way, do an apology bill.
Oh, the worst apology ever.
Worst apology ever. And Barnaby didn't miss him with the apology. He also slipped four or five into the midriff to both of them.
Yep.
So now Amber Heard has tweeted with a box of kiwi fruit. To comfort Mr. Joyce in his hour of need, I have sent him a box of New Zealand's finest kiwi fruit, in brackets, assuming this passes his biosecurity law.
Whack. A nice little whack there by Amber.
Bill, yep. It was always coming back to bite him, that particular one.
How do they not know they've got dual citizenship?
When Barnaby Joyce said, no one is above the law to us.
Yep.
I didn't realise he meant New Zealand law. She's gone again. Good on her. She's given him a couple of nice clips.
Good on her.
Which, well, I reckon Barnaby would go fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'll have to wear them.
She's in Queensland at the minute.
Yes.
Yeah, working on a film. So she's up with all the news.
Exactly. Now,
yeah.
Bill, Nick Revolt, Matty Boyd, and Jason Dunstall, Damien Barrett. What about that for
That's
a show?
Huge, Jim.
Rui Revolt, superstar, Matty Boyd, all Australian last year, wonderful career. Mm. And then the boys for the midweek rub. So big, big show tomorrow.
Big show.
And now today, let's finish it off with a nice, funny one.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke. Melbourne Brick. 30% off first quality 500x500 Melbourne stone pavers. Offer in soon.
Well done, Melbourne Brick.
Yes.
Josh Gibson used to drink 16 bottles of Gatorade the night
Couldn't
before a
be
game.
16.
16 bottles.
I know he drank a lot. It can't
I know
be 16.
He's retired today, but he used to drink 16 bottles of Gatorade.
Nuts.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Jim.
Yes.
A man is walking home alone late one foggy night when he hears behind him bump, bump, bump. Walking faster, he looks back and through the fog, he makes out an image of an upright coffin, a casket, Jim, banging its way down the middle of the road towards him. Banging his way down the middle of the banging down the middle of the street towards him, Jim.
Yes.
Bump, bump, bump.
Yes.
Terrified, the man begins to run towards his house, the casket bouncing quickly behind him. Faster, faster, bump, bump, bump. He runs to his door, Jim, fumbles with his keys, opens the door, rushes in, slams and locks the door behind him. Whew. However, the casket just crashes straight through the door, Jim.
No.
Wowee. On his heels, the terrified man runs up the stairs to the bathroom. The man locks himself in the bathroom. His heart is pounding, Jim.
Oh.
His head is reeling. He can't breathe. With a loud crash, the casket breaks straight through the door, Jim.
Into the bathroom.
Straight through the bathroom.
No.
Bumping and clapping towards him. The man screams and reaches for something, Jim. Anything. But all he can find is a bottle of cough medicine.
Oh.
Desperate, he throws the cough medicine at the casket. And guess what happened, Jim?
What happened?
The coffin stops.
Oh, no.
The coffin stops.
You actually told that pretty well till the end when you just surrendered the punchline. But prior to that, you actually got it out all right.
The coffin stops.
Thank you, Bill. She was.
It's not a bad joke.
Oh!
Leroy doesn't get it.
Oh, no.
Do you get that joke?
Oh, no. Oh, even Jake holding the camera
Jake,
can't have that one.
He can't have
one.
No, I thought it wasn't bad.
That wasn't great, no.
Oh, well done, Bill.
All Good right.
Finish.
And make sure you join us tomorrow
what happened?
For more of that.
Oh, put a flattener to a very,
Come
very...
Come on, Bill.
Oh, that's good. Swamp Dog. That's terrific fat.
Yes, it is.
That's terrific fat.
I love young boys.
Bill.
If anyone just tuned in for that one statement, I love
what
young
the hell
boys.
Are we dealing with?
That was the Rush Hour Catch-Up.
Have a spell, Bill.
Get even more of JB and Billy by subscribing to the Rush Hour podcast on iTunes.